Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 49 for Tuesday, September 8th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were higher Tuesday morning, taking strength from gains in the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from $4 to $6 higher, with the most active November contract checking in $4.70 higher at $459.20 per ton. Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures were both higher, which added to the upside. China has recently begun to buy more soybeans, which could be adding to the price direction upwards. Harvest delaying wet weather in parts of Western Canada was also bullish for prices. However, the Canadian dollar was stronger relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola less attractive to buyers overseas. The technical bias is leaning to the downside, which means any sizable move upwards is likely to be viewed as a selling opportunity. The market is expected to be volatile this week in the lead-up to the release of the USDA's crop estimates on Friday. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 7 cents higher, with the most active November contract checking in at $8.74 a bushel. Prices received a boost from concerns over the state of the U.S. soybean crop. Despite recent rain, some of the crop is deteriorating, which could reduce the overall harvest. Traders are also positioning themselves ahead of Friday's USDA report. Corn was 1 cent higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.64 per bushel. Prices were still rebounding a bit from last week, when values hit their lowest point in a year. Crop conditions in Friday's report are expected to decline as timely rains keep missing the eastern part of the Midwest, where they're badly needed. There are also some ideas the crop is oversold. U.S. wheat was 2 to 4 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $4.72 per bushel. Prices are still higher, with support coming from an indecisive U.S. dollar index following another round of bearish trade data coming out of China. There are minor spring wheat harvest delays expected, with rain in the Dakotas and Canadian prairies, but world supplies still look very ample, which limited the upside. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, September 8th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.